Let's pray. God of love and grace, thank you that you have given us a desire to know you, that you've built within each of us who call you Lord a desire to get closer to you. Teach us today from your word. Help us to understand not only what we are supposed to do, but who we are supposed to be and how we are supposed to be your child. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, I'm about to utter a few words that will make half of this congregation automatically fall asleep. William Wordsworth was a poet in 19th century England. And as many of you know, I am quite a poetry nerd. And so for me, this is a wonderful illustration. His poem is called "My Heart Leaps Up." My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So it was when my life began. So it is now that I am a man. So it will be when I grow old, or just let me die. That poem is about joy, childlike surprise, awe. That one moment when you're playing hide and seek with a toddler and all of a sudden you pop out and you see on her face that sheer utter, "I didn't think that was coming, and look, it's there." And what Wordsworth is saying in this poem is, that same childlike thing when we look at the rainbow in the sky for the first time and we're like, wow, that should never fade. And if it does, what's the use in being alive? But many times, the worries of life, the cares, the business at hand, making the bed, cleaning the toilet, making sure the kids are dressed. These worries prevent us from that experience. That childlike moment of just sheer energy. You know, in the poem he says, for him, his heart leaped when he saw the rainbow. And what is the rainbow but a sign? A sign that God gave creation that said, "I will never again destroy the world with a flood." Signs are all around us. We got many signs of Christ's return in the scripture that I read earlier. We also have signs that we talk about to remind us of the first time that Christ came. And we have signs. We have signs that help us remember how to live in the in-between time between that first Christmas and that second Advent. We know those signs of Christ's return coming in a cloud. Most of us kind of go, "Oh boy, that's odd. Okay, I don't want to think about that. That's hard for me to think about." But it's there. We think about Christ's return. We love to think about the first Advent, the manger, the angels, the magi, the star of Bethlehem. We love those images and those signs, and we know them, and we know what they mean. But for many of us, we don't know the signs. Those signs that should give us joy and surprise when we see them for living in between time. But the scripture is very clear on how what signs show us that God's Spirit is working in the in-between time. We see them listed many, many different ways. Paul's most famous way was the fruit of the Spirit. The signs of the Spirit's activity in the world around us. The sign that God's Holy Spirit is moving and doing. Those signs we know. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. These are signs that we can see, and we do see. But they don't give us, they don't make our hearts leap within. Why is that? Why is it that when we see a simple act of kindness or generosity, our heart doesn't leap like it did the first time in that childlike excitement? Too many things. Too many things are cluttering our minds. We get too tied up in things that have to do. I've got my to-do list. I've got to be here, and I've got to be there, and I've got to have this report finished and this paper done. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, there's this wonderful line in the third chapter that sort of just jumps out at you in the middle of everything going on. It jumps out at you, and he's writing in his letter. He's been telling them all these other things, but then it's right in the middle of a paragraph. He says, "How can we thank God enough for you? How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel because of you? How can we thank God enough for all the joy we feel because of you?" This is a congregation that he started. This is a church that's growing and changing and evolving. And for Paul, it seems as if his heart leaps out of his chest just by knowing that they're growing, that God's Spirit is working in them, recognizing the gift that these other people are gives him great joy, almost like a child on Christmas morning. Advent is a time of preparation for God's church, for God's people. It's a time when we need to make sure that the worries of life, the busyness of this season, all of the things that we have to do and have to get done, that they don't prevent us from seeing God's work around us with that childlike amazement. Advent is a time to renew our minds, so that as we look upon God's work, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others, that it takes us, that it makes our hearts leap. My heart leaps up as I behold a rainbow in the sky. My prayer for each of you is this: may your heart leap this Advent season as you see the signs of God working in our midst. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.